Bad decision by Mesha, going on to my next progression. And yeah, guy made a good play, and I'm fortunate.
And the first interception, what'd you see in that middle there?
Yeah, just, you know, they were all out blitz, and you know, had it picked up pretty good. So, had Ty just on a post route, just, you know, trying to give him a chance. And, you know, guy just made a better play on the ball. And you know, again, bad, poor decision, poor throw right there. Could have gone into my other progressions and possibly got someone else open.
Coach talked about he expected a lot of penalties today. You guys, 11 penalties, 128. How does that, you know, impact you in terms of trying to just kill and drives and slow?
Yeah, no, it's you can't have that. So you can't have, you know, you can't have the turnovers. Obviously, you can't have the penalties. Sometimes, you know, one can lead to the other with the penalties, putting you in bad positions. So just the personal fouls, you know, just costly. You know, down at the 2-yard line at one point. Now you're backing up. You know, so, you know, we got to play smart. Your rhythm, those, you know, makes the play calling harder, you know, slows down the game. We got them on the ropes a few times, and all of a sudden we're going backwards. And so, you know, we got to play smart football. We can't afford to do that.
How good did you feel because you beat yourself? Mistakes?
Well, you know, as bad as, yes, the fact that we, you know, as sloppy as it was at times, we still had a chance at the end. And, you know, a good chance, you know, plenty of time, go down there and get in field goal range. First down call right there with 1:09. So I'm fortunate had a bad play. So had opportunities earlier, but you know, they played well. They did some good things. They had a good plan. You know, we did some good things early, but we eventually had some plays that cost us and kept us from scoring more points.
Eli, you certainly in your career have had a lot of success, especially in Super Bowls, being down. What was your level of confidence at that point?
Felt good. You know, felt good. Just, you know, we needed a field goal, getting field goal range. We've been moving the ball well. You know, most of the day, hit some big plays, was getting completions, and so felt, you know, we were in good shape. And kind of got in a bad situation, but converted to 3rd and 15 or 17 or whatever it was. And we had time. We were getting close to field goal range and with a timeout and time on the clock. So felt good about the situation. Just we didn't execute well enough, and that goes on me.
The need to say something to Odell after he seemed a little frustrated on the sideline?
He was trying to figure out what was going on, why he was frustrated. It seemed like he was getting catches, he was making plays. And, just need him, you know, we need everybody to stay calm. We don't need to get rattled. We don't need to get fired up. You know, you can get excited, celebrate your teammates, but, you know, we just got to keep, I don't know why. You know, we just got to do a better job offensively, everybody, just staying calm and staying in our rhythm.
Division and everything was a chance to sort of separate some daylight, and that's disappointing also.
You know, we look at it as a division game. It's not about daylight. It's about, hey, we had a chance to win a division game, and we didn't. So we'll see them again. But, you know, we get our focus on Minnesota. They're playing good football. I believe they're 3-0. And, you know, just try to go see if we can get back on track, play better football.
Do you feel like you guys lost your composure in the second half?
You know, I don't know. Whatever it is, we just, obviously, when you get penalties and you get, you know, a player ejected, that's not good. We're not doing our job, and we can't afford to do that. We can't afford to get out of our zone. And you know, when we're doing good things, when we're playing, and we got an opportunity to extend the lead, I don't know what happened. I don't know the circumstances of the ejection, or, you know, didn't see the play exactly how it occurred, but. You know, just too many self-inflicting mistakes that put us in bad positions.
Speaking of the ejection, you know, what kind of adjustment? I know it's always next man up, but, you know, having this starting center.
Sure, yeah. Like, you know, I thought Brett did a good job popping right in right there. It's not easy. You know, you don't have a whole lot of time to, you know, go get snaps. Usually you try to get a few snaps with the center, but, you know, he popped right in. He's done a good job and did a, handled the situation well.